Welcome to the Be Kind PA podcast. We're members of the Animal Advocates of South Central PA, and the surrounding community offer their subjective experiences and opinions on a range of veg topics. Thanks for listening, and we hope you join the conversation. Thanks for listening to the first episode of the Be Kind PA podcast. I'm Roxy.
And I'm her co-host, Joe. And we're joined today by Adrian Williams, the esteemed president of the Animal Advocates of South Central PA.
Glad to be here.
The Be Kind PA podcast is an affiliate of the Animal Advocates of South Central Pennsylvania, a nonprofit organization based in York, Pennsylvania. We advocate for animals by promoting veganism, which is a compassionate and ethical lifestyle that also benefits human health and our global environment. Again, today we're here with Adrian Williams, the president of the Animal Advocates of South Central Pennsylvania. I'm Roxy, a board member. Again, we're with Joe, who is the treasurer.
And development director or director of operations, depending on who you ask.
Adrian, how did you get involved? If you can maybe talk about the organization and how it all got started.
Sure. So we were unofficial until 2017 when we became a nonprofit organization. Before that, we were just a group of people doing demonstrations, doing outreach, and so forth in South Central PA. And we got a grant from Lush, and because of that, we determined that it was time to become official. So we became the Animal Advocates of South Central PA officially 2017, and we've been going strong ever since.
We do a little bit of everything. People think we're super duper official because we kind of are when you take a step back and look at everything. You got billboards we put up about a year ago. We do all sorts of fundraising events like cheese demos, cooking classes, curry cook-offs. We post up at different cosmetic stores like Lush. Our main thing is the grassroots outreach that we do at different events throughout the community. So odds are, if you're at a even semi-related vegan event, like even an Apple Festival in this area, you'll probably see us there with all of our gear, our tent, doing what we do where we promote veganism or just compassionate treatment towards animals. We have a big presence on social media, our website, and we're working on getting our YouTube, and this is our most recent initiative, a podcast.
Yes, and that's actually how I got involved. My first event was Go Green in the City, which is an environmental event, and Animal Advocates were there. How long have you been around, Joe?
I think I've been around since 2016. I actually started through a school project. I needed to go and look, be part of an advocacy group. So I saw this, and I was actually getting my degree in social work, but I asked my professor, hey, does this kind of count as advocacy? And she used to be vegan, so she said yes. And then I came, and I raised my hand for something and volunteered, and then I got roped in, and they haven't kicked me out yet. And I think they like me, and I like them, so it's working out so far. And I get to help animals and feel good about stuff.
That's very cool. Yeah, that's much more impressive than the way that I got involved, which was just going to Facebook, finding the volunteer group. Anybody can do that. You just join the group, mm-hmm. and we'll talk a little bit more about how you can find us.
We're always looking to get people involved, yes. especially with blog writing. And you don't need to be an expert writer. We'll help you out.
Yeah. Adrian, did you want to talk some more about the Facebook and Instagram pages?
Sure. So on Facebook, which is, you know, getting some more likes, every day, it's pretty cool. We post up a lot of news that is either vegan specific or animal related, and we try to post things that are going on in our area. So events that are coming up all throughout South Central PA, and sometimes other close veg fests that are coming up. So we post pretty often. I'd say maybe 4 times a day or so. So we definitely keep that going. So if you are on Facebook, please follow us. It's just Animal Advocates SCPA, I think, on the backslash. And we're also on Instagram. So we do not post the same things on Instagram and Facebook all the time, although it does happen. But follow us on both, because you'll see lots of content that is not on Facebook. So we have lots of animal pictures, and we visit sanctuaries. And one thing that we do when we go to volunteer events is we interact with animals. So today even, some of our volunteers went to Lancaster Farm Sanctuary and volunteered with them. And there's lots of adorable animals there. Mm-hmm. So if you get involved with us, which you should, reach out to us. We'll tell you where to go. But that's something we do. So it's not open to the general public. It is specifically for our volunteers to go to animal sanctuaries and help out.
Right. And we had was there a goat and a chicken?
This year there was a goat and a chicken.
Yes. Yeah, we've had a pig come through. So
yes,
lots of opportunities and lots of sanctuary opportunities as well.
Yeah. So at events when we go to festivals and fairs and so forth, we do try to have animals with us. They are representatives of their species and they do a better job than we can, honestly. When people pet a chicken or pet a pig for the first time ever, they normally, their eyes widen and they're like, oh my gosh, like I didn't know they were so cute or so nice and I don't want to eat them anymore. And it's like, yes, exactly, because they're individuals.
Yeah. So I just recently joined the board and I wanted to start this podcast so that we could talk about things like that. You made a great point, Adrian, when you said that people don't connect with these animals in their everyday life. You're pretty much not going to encounter a chicken or a goat or something like that, like you would a dog or a cat.
Sure.
So what I'm expecting from this podcast is I just want to open up conversation. I want to get as many veg people in the area just to talk about all these topics. I think veganism, vegetarianism, all of that, there are a lot of gray areas. And so that is really what I want to do here. I want to talk about all of those things. And I think Joe is also feeling that too, that there are a lot of conversations to be had.
Yeah, I like how you're thinking, because like you said, veganism isn't the kind of thing that's black and white, and there's so many different kinds of vegans, and it's nice to get people looped into these conversations so people can hear all the different views and see you don't have to be a celery eating hippie or something like that. That was an incredible stereotype that I did not adhere to, but that's what you get. People can just see that, hey, I don't have to be X to be vegan. I can be myself and happen to be vegan. And then I can have these great discussions. Like, yeah, I'm excited to offer my own viewpoints, hear other people's viewpoints, and really see where this podcast goes.
And I think that this can get really fun. And I think we can really deep dive as far as we want to, or we can hit the surface. So I'm excited to see where this goes. To learn more about the Animal Advocates, go to animaladvocatesscpa.com. That's animaladvocatesscpa.com. On our website, you can learn about us and the programs and events that we're currently participating in. The website also includes a resources section with a vegan-friendly restaurant guide for the South Central Pennsylvania area. We also have a blog that's updated bi-monthly and covers an array of topics, and a recipe section. Please visit our website today to learn more about us.
The Animal Advocates of South Central PA is a 501c3 nonprofit, so we're always doing some type of cool fundraiser or class or event, and here are a few of the ones that are coming up.
Coming up this week is Give Local York on May 3rd, and we are participating as a nonprofit. We will be raising funds to continue our outreach and animal advocacy. Please consider us, and we will be posting up throughout the day during Give Local York on our Facebook page. We will be at the Hive for our art show reception, which is Flora and Fauna. It is animal and nature themed art, and we will be there from 5 to 9. It is First Friday. So come out and check out the art. After Give Local York, we will be looking to the next weekend, which is May 11th, where we will be having an animal advocacy and outreach workshop.
With free pizza.
Yes, with free pizza. That begins at 12:30 to 2, and it is at the Basildon Wellness Center in Harrisburg. Then coming up is the next York Vegan Drinks. And that's at Penn Market, May 14th. It will be from 5 to 8, and that is at 380 West Market Street. And there will be multiple vendors offering all vegan food. We have a volunteer day coming up at the West York Borough Community Garden, where we will be installing a pollinator habitat. And this is a volunteer day that is open to the public. It is on Saturday, May 18th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., the address to use to get to the community garden is 110 South Sumner Street.
in York, and the garden is right across the street.
And we'll have events all through the summer and fall. The summer is going to kick off with Lancaster Veg Fest.
Yes.
So that's happening June 1st, and as we continue the podcast, we'll keep updating you guys on all the events and everything that we're involved in. Hopefully you'll feel apt to get involved too.
We're looking to get as many people involved in this as possible, so if you want to be a part of it, reach out to us. You can either come over, meet us in person, call in, write us a letter, email, whatever works for you, and get involved any way you can.
Thanks for listening, and remember to always
be kind.